Back here inside Ben Davis Basketball, Corey Clark here on WBDG Giant 90.9. Got Coach Joe Lentz in the studio. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's get right into it. Congratulations on your first victory of the year.
Thank you. Thank you. It was certainly one we needed, and there were certainly some points where we played well, and that's good to see.
Yeah, 1-0 in the conference and 1-2 overall. Talk about the Warren Central game a little bit. Like, what'd you do to get the victory going? You got a big lead going. It looked like towards the end of the third quarter or the end of the half. I can't remember if it was the third quarter or the second quarter. Things look a little rough, like they're going to make a run, but you guys got right back onto it.
We got off to a good start, and it kind of seemed like we got a little complacent. We turned flat, and I really wasn't very happy at halftime. I mentioned that in a very subtle way to the girls, and we still didn't come out just really fired up, but we picked it up as the third quarter went on. A big spark for us was Erin Young, who came off the bench because she had foul trouble, and she just really turned up her energy, and that kind of uplifted everybody else. So the last 5 minutes or so of the third quarter, we were a really dominant team, as we probably should have been the whole ballgame.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Purple Rain thing started to work a little bit. You had a bunch of fans there on Friday night last Friday. And actually, when Erin Young, I think, made a move on one of the players and drove to the bucket and got the and one, she got pumped, and so did the crowd. Talk about how big of it is to have the crowd there in the game.
Oh, the crowd is huge. You know, the kids feed off the crowd. They're their friends. You know, they want to perform well in front of friends. And every kid loves the idea of performing in front of, you know, their friends and fans that cheer for them. And, you know, I remember, you know, it may have been 1,000 years ago, but when I was playing, that was that way too. So we, you know, it's just human nature, and you want to do that, and it just pumps you up.
Yeah. All right. Well, looking at this stat sheet right here, field goal percentage, 38% total field goal. Your two-point field goal percentage is 46, so a little bit better than last year, you said. And your three-point percentage is 16%. Talk about all those categories.
Well, we worked all year, all summer long and fall on trying to become a better shooting team. And it doesn't sound like it, but in two-point perspective, two-point shooting, we are a better shooting team than we were last year. We're not as good a three-point shooting team right now. So total percentage, we look like, and we are, right about the same. We wanted to try to work on just being able to score more points per possession, which obviously means you have to shoot better. And that's, you know, an area that we still have to improve upon.
What are you guys doing in practice to get better on that, though?
We shoot every day. We start practice with a shooting drill. We tell them to go in, and we do some very basic, we call it fundamental shooting, form shooting, other people call it, right before we warm up. And then we warm up with some shooting drills, and then we take a full, what we call an all-out shooting drill. There's two or three different ones that we use, and we finish with a shooting drill.
And looking at another stat, it's fundamental what it should be from the free throw line, 62% right now. How does that go with you right now? Is that a good number, or can it be better?
It's not a good number. It certainly could be better, but it's better than it was last year. Last year we were a 58% shooting team from the line. So our shooting is a little bit better, and hopefully we're going to get even better.
Right, talk about the Perry Meridian Lady Falcons. You play them coming up tomorrow on Wednesday before the Thanksgiving break. So talk about Perry Meridian a little bit.
Perry is, as always, fairly fundamentally sound, and they play hard. They play man-to-man defense, and they get in your face and really try to make things difficult for you. They will really, as I said, they'll play hard, but they'll try to get up and down the floor a lot. They'll want to run. So it'll be very important for us to get back on defense, and it's important for us to run also. We like to run. You know, sometimes people say, oh, you're playing a running team, you want to slow them down. But when you try to slow them down, you slow down. And that's okay if you're a slow-down team, but we want to run. So if they up-tempo it and send everybody to the boards to try to keep the pressure on that way, we've got to be able to rebound and get out and take advantage of the numbers.
I know some teams do this, but going into a game, do you set specific goals on the big board in the locker room that you want your team to achieve during a game?
There are goals up there that are constant, that we want to hold the team below 45 points. We want to create 20 turnovers or more. We want to really establish board dominance, both offensive and defensive. We even have a category for 5-second count violations that we want to try to accomplish. So there are offensive and defensive goals that we have for every game.
All right, before I let you go, Coach, looking at this scoring, average about 35 points giving up in the first two quarters. Third quarter is usually when you play the best defense. But the fourth quarter looks like it really kills you guys. You give up 52 total points in the fourth quarter. Before this Warren game, you guys have had the lead going into the fourth quarter. Just talk about that a little bit and what you need to do to, like, stop that.
We need to be able to finish. We need to be able to go out and aggressively attack and not just play scared. We've had the lead. Both times that we had the lead in the fourth quarter, it wasn't so much because our defense let us down. It was our offense. We turned the ball over a lot and then out of panic sent them to the free throw line where they hit free throws. Sometimes we just turned it over and, you know, they made layups. A few years ago, I started a stat that I called points scored against offense. That's a telling stat. It's, you know, it kind of really gauges your defense. If you're giving up 55 points a game, but you're turning it over 20 times and they score directly against some of those turnovers without you being able to play defense, it's not the fault of your defense. It's, you know, that's giving up 55 points a game. It's your offense.
All right, Coach, good luck this Wednesday against the Perry Meridian Lady Falcons, trying to go 2-2 on the year.
All right, thanks a lot.
Coach Lentz here live from the studio here at Ben Davis High School, inside Ben Davis Basketball.